I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late night jokes. Today's theme, the great debaters? Not really. When it comes to walking on cue, apparently there are two members of the GOP who haven't a clue. Donald Trump and Ben Carson missed their moments during introductions at the latest GOP debate. Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost gives his analysis. Hear from him, Michael Che, and Jimmy Fallon in today's Punchlines.
Well, we have real, actual breaking news here tonight. Less than an hour ago, the Republicans held a presidential debate in New Hampshire, and things got off to a real rocky start. Here is actual footage of Ben Carson's entrance, where the one thing he forgot to do was enter.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Of all people, you'd never expect Ben Carson to fall asleep at the wheel.
Hillary Clinton addressed the controversy of her personal email server and said she has no concerns about it whatsoever. Democrats were like, yeah, that's what concerns us. I mean, you... why does that not bother you?
But don't worry. Look, he's a neurosurgeon. He'll figure things out.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
Well, that was Ted Cruz, as always, being very helpful to Ben Carson. I just love that the stagehand waved at Ben Carson to get on the stage, and Ben Carson just stared at him so long that even the stagehand just gave up.
Hillary also told Bernie Sanders that it's time for his campaign to end the very artful smear against her. Incidentally, very artful smear is also how Bernie orders a bagel. Yes.
Give me a whole week with a very artful smear of veggie cream cheese.
But don't worry, while Dr. Carson was back there, he made a friend. Those two won't even enter the debate. That's how badly they want to be outsiders. But the ending was my favorite part.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush.
What a great look from Jeb. And that is something you will never see again. Jeb Bush passing Donald Trump.
Bernie Sanders now holds a double-digit lead in New Hampshire polls over Hillary Clinton. Bernie says he's still taking every precaution he can against Hillary by running ads, giving speeches, and having someone else start his car in the morning. He's like,
There was also a debate this week between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, which was hosted by MSNBC and broadcast at 500 decibels.
Check this out. The tattoo artist in Vermont is offering free Bernie Sanders tattoos. Yeah. They're actually the first tattoos that start to look better as you develop wrinkles. You're like, oh, yeah, I see. Bernie Sanders.
Donald Trump finished second in the voting between Ted Cruz and third place finisher Marco Rubio, turning Trump into what he loves the most, a loser surrounded by Hispanics.
Donald Trump shot an interview with Fox News, and he said he has never smoked marijuana. Trump said, I don't want to get paranoid and start thinking people are sneaking into our country and stealing our jobs. It's too much.
Ted Cruz's wife revealed that when he needs to relieve stress, Ted calls her and sings Broadway show tunes. It's something most couples refer to as irreconcilable differences.
Oh, and George W. Bush is now appearing in campaign ads supporting his brother Jeb's presidential campaign. Jeb says he hopes it will help him win over a very specific group of undecided voters, his parents.
And by the way, if you're wondering, Ted Cruz's favorite musical is Rent, because he loves how it depicts a young artist with New York values dying without access to affordable health care.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.